بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تفسير دي أشعار أف عارف بالله رومي وقت جديد زبانه حضرت منا شاكي محمد أختر صاحب رحمة الله عليه. It is entitled يسبحي مدينة يشام مدينة.
يسبحي مدينة يشام مدينة يا صباح مدينة يا شام مدينة مبارك تجھے یہ قیام مدينة بلا جان کیا جام و مینا ہے عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے جو ہوگی نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے جو ہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ اے صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفا ما بعد This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Abrez Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Mirqadahu which Hazrat has presented beautifully in poetic form and Hazrat is teaching us the Tawheed and true iman cannot be complete without the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions beautifully, when the world was in darkness, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great favor upon us, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His embodiment of Nur, that is the beautiful life of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in this month of Rabiul Awal, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to the world, and the whole world changed and became bright. And those that saw the brightness of the beautiful life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they became the guiding stars of the Ummah till today. And till the day of Qiyamah, they will remain the guiding stars. So we have to follow in their footsteps. So when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to make so much mujahada and so much effort that don't leave one stone unturned, that the whole world can hear the message of Tawheed, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to leave his own hometown and make hijrat and go to Medina to Munawwara. The moment Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his footstep in Medina to Munawwara, that place became the most beloved place to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the most beautiful place. And then Nabi's Medina to Munawwara, which was known as Yathrib, now became known as Medina to Munawwara, became known as Taiba. Then Hazrat is explaining, without this realization and the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's impossible for our tawheed, the oneness of Allah ta'ala, and our iman to be complete. So every person who realizes this, whatever is connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam will just be beloved to him. So Hazrat is explaining that how beautiful it is and fortunate that person who gets the opportunity to make ziyarat of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this should be the desire of every believer. When can I be right at the footstep of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? However, Allah Ta'ala's system is that you can be far away from Medina Sharif, but you love the way of life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You love Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the sign of that is, myself, all of us should see how much durood are we sending upon our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much are we checking? Am I following the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And then when a person goes with this desire and this connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Hazrat explains what can be said, Ya Subhi Medina, Ya Shami Medina. Such a person who makes ziyarat of Medina to Munawwara, and those people that are living in Medina to Munawwara, what can be said of the morning of Medina to Munawwara, the evening of Medina to Munawwara, in other words, the whole day, that beautiful environment there, when our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting. So all the anwarat and the nur that is, and the special rahmat of Allah that is descending in torrents upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam till today, more than Kaaba Sharif also, it is all spread out in Medina to Munawwara. But it shouldn't be that we write at Medina to Munawwara and we don't get one drop of this rahmat of Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending down upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we write there but we are unmindful of the sunnats of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even worse, we give taklif to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam by engaging in taking selfies and worried about our cell phones and our smartphones, and forget that we, the moment a person enters the precincts of the haram, he so to say already entered in the Mubarak Majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So every moment a person should be concerned and worried. On the one hand, and this was the love of our Akabirin, that they were eager to go to Medina to Munawwara, but all the time worried. We must have proper adab, proper respect. And we see many of our pious elders, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanotwi rahmatullah alayh, when he used to come to the borders of Medina to Munawwara, he used to take out his sandals and go walking. Allahu Akbar. And that time was not tiles and that like today. That time was stones and difficult to conditions to walk. But this was their love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Hazrat used to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all those that were associated to Hazrat, many of his khadims like myself, will never able to manage that. So Hazrat is teaching us here that very blessed is your stay in Medina to Munawwara. But remember, this is that city that the whole world put together can never compare to one moment of the beautiful environment of Medina to Munawwara. So Hazrat puts it here so beautifully, Bala jaane kya jamo meena hai alam, tere kaif e khush kharam e Medina.
O Madinatu Munawwara, in you rest the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our master, our guide, our Hadi Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the world Allah ta'ala gives a brief picture, what was the condition when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the world? Zulumatum ba'dwa fawqa ba'd. Layers of darkness, spiritual darkness. People didn't know, forget how to love. People didn't know what was the sign of humanity. Is to love like barbarism. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed the world how to become a human being, an insan, and then to become the subservient slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the first of which could be only Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and the first great woman behind Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved honorable mother Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. When she saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, she knew this is a great personality. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu spent his life with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from childhood days. So when he knew that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never ever make false claims, immediately he accepted the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the nabuwat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he became the greatest personality after all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. And that is why he is known as Siddiqi Akbar, that he knew whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even he was not there in that gathering. Like on the occasion of Mi'raj, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that whole gathering, how Allah ta'ala took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us how to be the slave of Allah, and Allah ta'ala shows us, when you love like the slave of Allah, Allah will take you to such heights you cannot imagine. Said Abu Jahl was also in that gathering when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, then he got the opportunity to think, aliyazu billah, that now our claims that this man, aliyazu billah, is gone mad or is overtaken with black magic. So Hazrat Abu Bakr now was not in that gathering at that time. He was coming back from his trade journey. Abu Jahl was making a noise about this. Aliyazu billah, Allah save us all. And thus our iman should be penetrated and be realized that whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us and whatever we heard from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have every statement of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got an authentic narration. And what the chain of narrators, how fortunate are we that our deen is so complete and perfect. So here it is clearly shown that don't fall into the trap and say seeing is believing and hearing is deceiving. Really hearing what we heard from Sayyid al-Kawnain, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is really acceptable. So as Abu Bakr now was not there, Abu Jahl went out to look, where's Abu Bakr radiallahu alayhi wa sallam? That today I can distract him from his close friend, Ali Azubillah, from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he came and he met Nabi Abu Bakr radiallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying Abu Bakr now coming into Madinah Sharif, then he put the question, what will you say of a person who says in one night, he traversed Kaaba Sharif, had a heart transplant and the whole journey, and he came back in a portion of a night, his bed was still hot. He says, it's not humanly possible. Then he got happy that now I'll distract him. He says, you know who's saying this? He says, who's saying it? He's saying, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, if he said it, definitely it is true. Abu Jahl was shocked. And this is reality. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Sayyidina Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu this title, Siddiq Akbar. That Sayyidina Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu accepts every word of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should understand and realize it's not just being close into the majlis, but what our hearts have to be connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the beautiful life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for that, a person will always be worried. Madina ki galiyo mein har ek qadam par ho madde nazar ihtiram-e Madina. That everybody loves to be in Madinatul Munawwara, but every footstep that you take closer and closer to Madinatul Munawwara, and coming into Madinatul Munawwara, you have to show the greatest respect, that is the city of the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Presently Allah ta'ala loves that city the most, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. As beautifully it was explained, Allahu Akbar, Sayyidu Ta'ifa, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali said it so beautifully. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who can explain your position when you are the mahbub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala loves you and you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so who can have that position? So this is a great ibadat to go and make ziyarat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But together with that, the adab, the etiquette. And we see Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was honored when he got the citizenship of Madinatul Munawwara. He went out in Jamaat, kept Roza for 40 days. But still, as we learn from our Hazrat, when Hazrat used to go for ziyarat at Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pass salam, never used to go right in front. Used to sit right against the mimbar wall, right against the boundary wall, and from there, and feeling that where am I fit to come in front of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet so many people saw dreams at that time. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the khutbah of the time was Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi. The amount of durood Hazrat used to send upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat is explaining here that we have to keep this in mind all the time. Today we see Allah Ta'ala has made it very easy. You book your ticket in the morning, the next day you can be in Medina Sharif. But do we know whether we are in Medina Sharif or we forget whether we are in London or Paris, where we are. As Allah Akbar. Our Kabir used to say, Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali used to say that the people of London and Paris, they got this aim. That is the kuffar. They want to change Medina to Munawwara like London and Paris. We have to make that effort that we change London and Paris and the whole world like Medina to Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. We should all check our hearts and see that we all die to be at the threshold of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But a person should be all the time worried that I mustn't be there and far away from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person realizes the great honor of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that one can be said, anything attached to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's just enjoyable to take, to mention those things. Even whether it is the Naal Mubarak, the Mubarak sandals of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how honored that is. So the place where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting presently, even the heavens, the Malaika, they envy this place. And to say, Hazrat says, then how beautiful and enjoyable it becomes to say, Medina, 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 Medina. Bara lutf deta hai naam-e Medina. Just to say the name of the city of your beloved. Like we learned this from our mashayikh. So the city of our mashayikh, our shaykh, and if that is not beloved to us, then we still very sick. Then if that is beloved to us, then we can understand what is the beloved city of Medina to Munawwara. And a person can never get tawheed, as our Dada Shaykh's other poem says, Sharte tawheed e kamil yahi hai. The condition for perfect tawheed and perfect iman is aapke the muhabbat dil o jami ho. That your love, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should be in every drop of my blood. In other words, in my heart, in my body. Then Hazrat explained so beautifully, when you realize this reality, then nigao mein sultaniyat hej hogi, jo paayega dil mein payame Medina. And then to have status in this world and to have any position or to be even the king of this world or the prime minister of any country, that won't mean anything to you when you get the message of Medina to Munawwara. In other words, to love like the humble slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that, wow, when what was that? The reality is that somebody asked our beloved mother, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, what was the life and character of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So beautifully she said, Kana khuluku al Quran. He was the walking Quran. He was the embodiment of Qur'an-i Kareem. And this is how our life should become. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam and says, Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the world can say what? They can pass remarks, but we take qasam. You are an embodiment of good character. So to say, as our Hazrat puts it so beautifully, that the franchise of character is by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to see whether we are leading our life according to the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or we are askance from that, that today people will think that you have to smile with the air hostess because you're sitting in a plane, that is good character. Or where you're booking in, at that time a person should be extra careful to guard our gazes, to guard our heart. And that can only come when we come in the company of the lovers of Allah, our shaykh, our mashayikh, and we make our zikr, and daily we ponder and think, am I getting connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make this environment at home. Today, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us, the time is going to come, bada al-islamu ghariba, wa sayaudu kama bada, when Islam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started spreading the message of Tawheed, then his own people became estranged to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That what is he talking about? But when that message caught the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then Allahu Akbar, what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then said, Ashabi kan nujum. My Sahaba are like the guiding stars, whichever one you follow, they'll guide you onto the right path. Otherwise a person will think that I am the president or whoever, but you don't have the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your life, you won't have peace in your life. As Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah used to say, that if the non-Muslims also, they lead their life and they govern according to the beautiful sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then there'll be peace in the world. So what can be said with a person of Iman? And we try our best. So today is the time when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when Islam started, it was like a stranger. And we all said, all were commenting that he's breaking families. But those who realized, they realized Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the people what was the value of our mothers, what was the value of our sisters and our wives, and the rights of everybody who taught it to the world. The whole world was taught, was turned around, that was lost, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put us on the right track. Today we think we are progressing, but we are sophisticated, gone into the days of Jahiliyat. That today, worse, we don't honor our mothers, we don't honor our wives and daughters, and we think we are progressing. And we expect them that we think progress will be in the universities and out in the corporate world, in the streets, and there's no social life. Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq. So all of us, myself first, make an effort to have ta'aleem of the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of the seerah of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Hazrat explained so beautifully, sukune jaha tum kaha dhoonte ho. Sukune jaha hai nizami Madina mein. That where are you looking for the peace and contentment of the heart? It only lies in the beautiful system of Madinatul Munawwara, which is the Qur'an-i Kareem. That's the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, practically demonstrated to us by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then those who followed in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And till today, we have to be crying and begging Allah, bring back the Khilafat system. It was from the time after Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and till the Khilafat was existing, there was peace in the world. But when we got attracted to the lifestyle of the kuffar, Allah Ta'ala deprived us of dunya also, and worse, we lose our deen. So today the ummah, we are crying that the ummah is going through difficulty. The solution is istighfar and turn back to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat says so beautifully, Ho Azad Akhtar, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatul Ali, addressing himself, but giving me and all of us the message, that Ho Azad Akhtar Ghame Do Jahase, Jo Ho Jai Dil Se Ghulame Madina. That person who wants to free himself from the worries of this world, and really the real worry is the real worry of the akhirat. From those worries, that how I'm going to go into the qabr, how I'm going to recognize my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When today I suffer from an inferiority complex, I don't want to keep a proper sunnat beard. I don't want to, we say we're living in a time, you mustn't talk about the rights of women, you mustn't talk about the rights of our mothers and sisters. What a sad condition. A Muslim should be honored that we are the ummatis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a nisbat, what a connection we have got. Otherwise, what value we have. Our Dada Shaykh used to say so beautifully, Madina ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagar na haqeeqat mein saste hum. Our real value is not just to be present in Madina Sharif. Wherever you are, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Hazrat Muaz ibn Jabal, his passing advice, you might not see me, but wherever you are, love wa taqwa in the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will be the closest to me. So Hazrat says that it become the true slave of Madinatul Munawwara, that is the true slave and the true follower of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then see all the worries of this world, and really the worry of akhirat will disappear. And what will be the real worry? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Rajnaw, the greatest ummati, used to be worried that how I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet was given guarantee of Jannat already. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding to bring our lives according.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. We're reading the kitab of Hazrat Tamir Rahmatullah alayhi Hayatul Muslimin. And Hazrat was saying that first we have to understand two things, that we are spiritually sick. So one is the diagnosis to establish the cause, and how can we remove these causes. So he says the reason for this is, one is there is lack of Islamic knowledge, And number two, lack of determination. We got knowledge, but we haven't got the tawfiq and ability to practice upon it. So we were still discussing about knowledge. The last time we had discussed that a person, the woman must acquire knowledge, men must acquire knowledge, children must acquire knowledge. Then, now Hazrat mentions the program for the ulama. The ulama should have it foremost in them to deliver the ahkam, the laws of the sharia to the people. There are a number of ways in which the ulama can execute this duty. Among such ways are, number one, dars, teaching the knowledge of the deen. In such teaching, the basic parts of the deen should be accorded priority. Students should be equipped with diniyat as soon as possible. After having acquired diniyat, if the student wishes to study further and the time is available, the ulama should never refuse. When conducting a dars, the ustad should not answer nonsensical and futile questions put by students. On the contrary, the ustad should draw the student's attention to the futility of the question and forbid him from indulgence in such futility. So this is dars. The ulama, they have dars maybe in the masjid, or they have in the classrooms, in the maktab, and then in the darul ulums also. Number two, waaz, or lecturing, is directed to the public in general. When lecturing, the ulama should take into consideration the time factor. The main topics of lecturing should be the ills of society and the wrong practices prevalent during the time. Although other subjects too may be introduced, these should be given less time and treated with secondary importance. The essential topics should not be confined to aqaid and diniyat, but should cover mu'amalat, mu'asharat, our business dealings, our social behavior and conduct in akhlaq, morals and character in detail. The lecture should be given without ambiguity. The audience must understand what is being said. The lecturer should refrain from adopting a style of incitement and animosity, and he should never accept any remuneration for delivering a lecture. However, if one is employed specifically for this purpose, then accepting wages will be permissible. Number three, answering questions. Such answering pertains to questions whether asked verbally or by letter. In this field, the alim should bear in mind the following. As far as possible, do not delay in answering. Number two, do not answer nonsensical questions. On the contrary, tell the person the futility of his question. Number three, if the question has two or more possibilities, do not answer all the possibilities. First, ascertain from the questioner the possibility which is applicable to his situation. Because sometimes when you tell a person different possibilities, then he will choose the one which is according to his nafs. Number four, do not make it a normal policy to furnish the dalail or the proofs of the laws to the layman. In most cases, the proofs are beyond the comprehension of laymen. Furnishing proofs is beneficial for the ulama. Number five, if there is reasonable cause to believe that the questioner will not fully understand the answer, then after furnishing him with the written answer, advise him to request an alim to explain the written answer to him. Number six, if there is reason to suspect that the questioner intends to create a dispute and controversy, do not answer his questions. In short, do not withhold from those who deserve, but refrain from answering those who are undeserving. Number four, ulama should compile books. In this field as well, the time should be taken into consideration. The writing should be clear and comprehensive. If Allah Ta'ala has blessed the writer with an income, he should not sell his own books. And number five, Amr bil Ma'ruf, commanding righteousness and preventing from evil, is also one of the duties of the ulama. In some cases, the non-ulama also come within the scope. The non-ulama have to discharge his duty with regards to their subordinates, their children, etc., and family members and relatives, over whom they exercise control and authority. Such Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, commanding righteousness and preventing evil, is not exclusive for the ulama. However, in relation to the general public, the duty of commanding righteousness is exclusive for the ulama. In most cases, it is harmful for non-ulama to engage in general tabligh to the masses, because laymen are not versant with the limits of propagation. They will therefore commit excesses in the deen. Furthermore, since most laymen are not spiritually reformed, their propagational activities are clouded with the motives of the nafs. Pointing to the fact that propagation to the public general is the exclusive duty of the ulama, some ulama have said that in the ayat, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ, there must be a group amongst you So they say means tabi'idhiyya, which means some of them and not all of them. The particular amr bil ma'roof of the ulama is wajib in the following cases. A person does something and is not aware of the shariat ruling in regard to his doing, so we should tell him. The alim has full control and authority over the one who does the act. And the alim is confident that the one doing the act will heed his statement of amr bil ma'roof. In cases other than the three above mentioned, the amr bil ma'roof is mustahab, but not obligatory. Among the etiquettes of tabligh is to exhort and explain the one concerned in privacy and with kindness. Thereafter, if necessary, in public and with emphasis and severity. On the other hand, if there seems to be no hope of the audience hearing one call, ignore them and make dua. Among the branches of amr bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar is to propagate to the kuffar as well. Such propagation should be made verbally or by means of literature. Tabligh to the kuffar should be to the non-Muslims of one's own land, as well as those of other lands. Although tabligh to the kuffar is no longer wajib, but since our shariat is universal, it will be highly meritorious if this branch of tabligh is also undertaken. And finally, defending Islam against the onslaught of the forces of batil is also a branch of tabligh. To save the seekers of truth from doubt, confusion and deception, the ulama should counter and neutralize the criticism, attacks and false allegations of the kuffar and the ahl bidah. In achieving this goal, all lawful means should be utilized. This shows how we can remove ignorance. Inshallah, thereafter we will proceed. How can a person remove lack of courage and negligence? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make amal.